All right, joining me now is the head coach of the Barry University men's basketball team, Butch Estes, as the team gets set to head to South Dakota here for the Elite Eight. Coach, first off, got to start by congratulating you. Another incredible season here for your guys.
Thank you, Danny. We are excited. It's another opportunity. We have three players that will be returning to the Elite Eight for the second time in 3 years, but at the same time, we have 10 new players who've never been, so it's certainly exciting for the majority of us to have this opportunity.
Coach, talk a little bit about this season for you guys. It's kind of been an up-and-down year, and I know that you felt if you guys could, you know, get everything clicking, get all the health and all that kind of stuff right, that this would be, you know, the kind of successful year that you could have, but it was a season of struggles for you guys as well.
Well, it was kind of mid-season. You know, we got off to a great start. Of course, then you come back into our conference, the Sunshine State, which is known as being one of the best, most competitive conferences in the country. And so the competition level was very good. But we also, you know, had to make some really tough decisions mid-season about a couple of our players' health. And in consultation with our doctors and our trainers, we decided to hold a couple of our key players out as they nursed injuries. And, you know, it was during that time that we met some inconsistency. But I think in the long run, now that you look back, it was a really good decision. It turned out to be, you know, they're all healthy at the right time, and that's what we were hoping for. So now we've bounced back and, you know, really had a great streak here down the stretch.
Barry University getting set to head to the Elite Eight here once again. That will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Bucks will play at 3:30 on Tuesday. Coach, walk me through this roster of guys that you have here, and it starts really at the point guard position for you guys. Elvar Fridrickson, you're all everything point guard. He really drives things, and you have a lot of shooters as well on this roster and a team that can play a very up-tempo, very exciting style of basketball.
Well, no question. Elvar Fridrickson is the heart and soul, and he's one of those young men that were out during the midseason that we held out, and you know, he's sort of our Tom Brady of our operation on a different level, but very, very key to everything we do as far as leadership as well as scoring. He's a senior. He's experienced. He's an All-American Player of the Year. You just can't say enough about him, and I feel bad for the folks that didn't have a chance to see him play because he was fun to watch. And talking about shooters, the first thing that comes to mind is a couple of our guys, Sawyer Glick, who's from Indiana. And, you know, Indiana boys are known for their shooting ability, and he certainly has that. He can light it up, won a couple of games for us, you know, at the buzzer with big shots. Then Daniel Mortensen, a young man who is about 6'8", a stretch four that can also shoot the ball, and again has kept us in many games. He, too, was another one of those key guys, our leading rebounder, who we decided to hold out in midseason for a period of time and now appears to be healthy. But Cooper Glick and Evan Walsh have started periodically and come off the bench for us, have been a big lift. Marco Tomic, another outstanding stretch four who can shoot as well as go inside, has been instrumental off the bench. And then finally, Sunday Detch, who has just been great in terms of defensively hitting big shots, making big plays, especially down the stretch. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention David Moya, who has been a very worthy backup for Elvar Fridrickson. When he was out, David took over and orchestrated us a couple key victories for conference wins during that time. So, you know, we have a collection of really good players who play well together and I know are looking forward to the challenge of playing the number one team in the country in the first round of this national finals.
Head coach of the Barry University Buccaneers men's basketball team, Butch Estes, is my guest here on WQAM. Coach, you mentioned David Moya. He's a local kid. I know you've had a ton of success getting guys from right here in South Florida. You know, Unio Barroeta comes to mind. Adrian Gonzalez, of course, comes to mind. You've had some major success grabbing guys from right here in the South Florida area.
Right. Derek Hill and Juan Ferrales were two more that, you know, on our initial year when we started, came on just faith and hope and, you know, produced conference championships and national, you know, tournament participation. And so we've had a great run of local guys. And we hope to be able to continue with that as we go into the future. We do have a commitment. I'm not allowed to say his name, from one of the players at Miami Christian. But we're excited about the local talent. We want to continue to try to recruit as much as we can.
Coach, what's been the key to the success and basically establishing a culture at Barry? You've been to the NCAA tournament every year. You've been there. You've been now to the Elite Eight for a second time here. You've established Barry as one of the premier Division II programs in the country. What's been the key to really, you know, establishing that culture and maintaining success when it's really difficult to maintain year in and year out?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, when we came in, we were able to build on a really solid foundation that Coach Cesar Odio and his players had established. So we weren't starting from total ground zero. However, you know, there was a lean time in between the time that Coach Odio had to step down and we were able to come in. And we were able to reestablish that quickly with what I call just really, really quality recruiting, not only in terms of good players, but the type of young men that we've been able to attract to Barry University. You know, it's a great school, Catholic university with a quality education, obviously in a really attractive city. So we have, you know, a lot of things going for us. So number one, we've been able to recruit, you know, well. I think two, you know, establishing a philosophy of unselfishness, of consistently working hard, you know, different elements of what people think would consider a good culture, you know, and finally, you know, the production and the winning, you know, winning permeates winning, and we have to just build, we're building on that tradition.
Head coach of the Barry University men's basketball team, Butch Estes, is here with me. Coach, I want to ask you about the Division I tournament that's going on right now, and I know you have experience at Miami down here. They suffered a tough loss, and it really is amazing in these tournaments, Coach. Your tournament and the Division I tournament, and one shot can be the backbreaker, as we saw with the Hurricanes.
Well, it certainly can, and we all know that. And you know, for us as coaches, it's very difficult because you work and you plan and you strategize and you implement and you encourage. And, you know, both teams are doing it. Both teams really want to win. Anything can happen in a one-game shot, and it's just something you have to deal with. If you're successful, you've got to move right on to the next game. If you're not, you have to accept that. But anyone who gets in any of these tournaments, it's an indication of having a great season, you know, with really good coaches and good players. And so, you know, University of Miami doesn't have to apologize to anybody. What Coach Larrañaga and his staff have done there is just phenomenal. And not only something that I hope we have, I know they have, is consistency. And that comes from just organized recruiting strategy, building and making sure that never do you just get left out, you know, on a given year, that you're always going to be competitive.
All right, Coach, I'll leave you on this one. What are some of the keys for you guys? I know it's a long trip. You got to get all the way up there to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, of course, where the Heat's G League team plays. So you guys got to travel all the way up there. You're going to play 3:30 on Tuesday. What are some of the keys here for your guys?
Well, I think, you know, this is obviously an outstanding team. This, I think their record's 35-1. They're top ranked in the country. They played Michigan State right to the wire early in the season. You know, it'll be a real challenge, but, and they have great depth. They're playing 11 players deep, which is really more than just about anybody in the country. A lot of balance, a really good inside player who has dominated for them. But I think our keys are to go up and use our depth to counter their depth, and then to go, you know, with a very aggressive attitude, you know, to be the aggressor, to take the fight to them, just right when they throw it up, let's go. Let's really be who we are, play our game, and play it at a high level. Now, we do know that we do have to play at a high level. So hopefully that will happen, and we just look forward. I know our guys are extremely excited and very happy. You know, any athlete who has a chance to experience the success and the championship or region or term or whatever, that's real happiness and real emotion that can never be bought or duplicated in any other way. So we have a happy group that's excited about the challenge that we have, and I know that they'll respond.
All right, Coach, you'll take on Ferris State 3:30 on Tuesday, and the game can be seen on NCAA.com. Head coach of the Barry University men's basketball team, Butch Estes, is one of the great stories from right here in our backyard. Coach, best of luck here in the Elite Eight. Safe travels to you and your team.
Thank you so much, Danny.